Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A week and a half ago, we had 5 in a row of the number one search terms on Google and Yahoo. That caused hundreds of newspapers and blogs then to report on our story that had that same headline. Like Obama deception censored, Google spies, Google censors, Google cover up. Today, I want everybody to search food, the ultimate. If it's too long, it won't work. Food, the ultimate. Food, the ultimate. Food, the ultimate. Search that term over and over again on Yahoo and Google and Facebook and send it out as a Twitter. Send out the Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes article up at Infowars.com. Email it to everybody you know. If you just joined us, it's a 15-minute video detailing just some of the poisons and toxins in our food and water. We didn't even get into irradiation. We didn't even get into bisphenol A being banned now in 4 states because it admits it sterilizes men, causes breast cancer. That's Fox News. I mean, it's so much even worse than what I put in this. And it may not be a secret to you, but it's a secret to others. So please, I'm not going to do this all the time. In fact, it's been a week and a half since I've done it. But we're doing it now. I want it to be the number one search term, food, the ultimate. And you can make the second search term the ultimate secret and have number one and number two. Food, the ultimate. That's the search term. Food, the ultimate, or the ultimate secret. Search food, the ultimate, or the ultimate secret. Search those two separately, and let's make them the number one and number two searches, respectively. Then people will link through wondering what it is, and the first link they'll see will be Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I know I said I was going to have open phones. Shannon, Joseph, James, Ryan, Julio, and others that are patiently holding. I went to Ryan listening on 1330 AM. He's in Waco. And before I played that last video, so I'm going to go back to him, finish up with him, and then go to Shannon, Joseph, and others that are holding. But for those that just joined us, his daughter broke her collarbone, and I've seen this a lot, playing, didn't know it for a few days. That's happened to a lot of people I know. But CPS didn't come over that. They came over finding out that he gives her colloidal silver. Turns out he works at a health food place. And my point is, they sell colloidal silver. It's FDA approved for topical and for sore throats. They sell it at all major food stores. They sell it at HEB, at Central Market here in Austin, at Whole Foods. I know they sell it in places like Waco. They sell it everywhere. I mean, it's well known as an antibiotic and antiviral. So you got about 2 minutes. Finish up what's happening to you.
Hello?
Yes, Ryan. Go ahead and finish up. Turn your radio off. Right. That's going to be delayed.
Okay. I just want to let you know that we have to go back and get silver tests done. They want to draw blood from my daughter, and we're refusing to get the silver test done. We already had it done one time. They drew blood and said that her silver levels were dangerously high. And they wanted us to stay away from any type of silver. Basically, the doctor told us that we're poisoning our daughter if we give her colloidal silver. And so now that we're refusing to go back and get another blood test done on my daughter, they're calling CPS on us again.
Well, sir, I mean, all you got to do to the court is go in there and with a bottle of it from the health food store and say, this is sold at HEB here in Waco. So, I have said that if you just guzzle it all the time, you know, too much of anything is a bad thing, that there are some evidence that people that just guzzle it every day can get toxic levels of it, but in small amounts, it's good. That's why they sell it in stores. But I guess they're not worried about fluoride for babies, though. They're not worried about bisphenol A. But keep us abreast of the situation, Ryan. God bless you. We'll pray for you there in Waco. But it just sounds like a bunch of ignoramuses. And, you know, I've seen CPS take people's kids because, you know, it says in the CPS order, the father tells his son that you can't trust the government. The government says you're not allowed to tell your children what the founding father said.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2 week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury Department, will be joining us, former Wall Street Journal editor, talk about his article, 2017, The Year America Dissolved. That is coming up, and then our weekly visit with Bob Chapman in the third hour. Right now, let's go to Shannon in Mississippi, hit by the oil spill. Welcome, Shannon. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man? It's a pleasure to get to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
I wanted to ask you a question. Wednesday night of this week, I was, you know, flipping through the TV, and this guy, Chris Matthews, I believe it's Hardball, he was on there talking about the immigration law there in Arizona that they're going through right now.
Uh-huh, slime
ball. He come out and said right over TV, you know, he was talking about we need a national ID card so we can, you know, if you're legal or if you're illegal. And I wanted to ask you, Alex, your take on that and how that is going to affect the American people.
Well, that's been the plan for a decade. Bush tried it 3 times. Obama tried it once. He's trying it again, but he can't get the House and Senate to pass it. And so let me explain what's happening. Have you seen the TV ads for the North American Travel Initiative where it looks like a driver's license, but it says now accepted in Canada and Mexico?
Yes, sir. Is that something like the Real ID Act?
Yes, yes, but it's North American Union. They have identical ads, but in Spanish. and identical ads in Canada, and we played the ads here before, and it plays America the Beautiful in the background, and it says you're now don't need a passport to travel in North America. You get one of these. So they always start the spying without warrants before they announce it. They always prepare for a war before they announce it. They always set up the national ID card and standardize it with the states before they announce it. And so it's not just a real ID, U.S. ID card. It's a North American Union ID card, and that's in the Security Prosperity Partnership documents from the Banff Canada meeting in September of 2006. Judicial Watch got them in 2007. It's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And we show the documents, and they say we're going to use flu crises, economic crises, and border crises to pass total amnesty and to create a North American Union security perimeter around from Alaska down to southern Mexico on their border with Guatemala. And so they're merging our military, our police, the training, all of it's being standardized. The highways are being standardized. The barcodes are being standardized. The IDs have been standardized. And so that's what amnesty is. You're going to have a federal ID to travel or to have a job. And so will the illegals. But it ends illegal immigration because it's stated in the last amnesty that we got when Senator Sessions. Remember, they said it's not an amnesty in 2008, but we won't let you see the bill. And then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, and he almost got censured, but it was his right to do it. And I believe the headline from Senator Sessions was the 20 smoking guns in the amnesty bill. And it said violent felons are allowed to become citizens. It said that illegals can bring in unlimited family members, that they instantly get green cards through this national ID card. And so that when you hear amnesty, it's not just amnesty. It's a national ID card, but still the illegals will be selectively enforced on. They won't have to have it. And so, yes, that is exactly what the plan is.
Really? Well, let me ask you this, Alex. Just one more quick question, sir. Does this mean that, say I don't get this ID card, does this mean I can't buy anything? Does this mean I can't work? I mean, this is just unreal.
Yes, sir. I mean, they've already announced $1 million fines if you have a garage sale and don't tell the feds. That's Fox News AP headline. They're already announcing that everything you're paid will be watched in real time via computers at any job you have. They're announcing under the National Healthcare Arty Law, the government will track how much you weigh on a monthly basis through your employer. I mean, it's the total nanny state tracking everything we do. Total control. So they let the illegals operate outside the law. Then they bring in as the answer a super law where we've all got to have basically Nazi papers to have any type of job. I appreciate your call. In fact, I forget the exact name of the initiative, but try North American Travel ID in YouTube. North American Travel ID. You'll see the Mexican ads, the Canadian ads, and the U.S. ads. They're almost identical. And it shows the ID, and you can go get the ID instead of a passport now and be able to travel anywhere in North America. So it's already happening. But let's go back 5-6 years ago. Vicente Fox came to Austin, gave an award to the police department and Wells Fargo for accepting consular matriculas to get car loans, housing loans. As a citizen, you got to show 3 IDs under the Patriot Act legislation. But as an illegal, you can show the matricula card. You can basically get out of a Cracker Jack box. And so I'm sure you've all seen the TV ads for the North American Union ID travel pass. So it's already here. It's already beta tested. That's what this is. And they are now saying, yeah, there it is, Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative commercial. It's like the 6th length down, guys. They just put it on screen. I'll go back to that, please. So there it is, Western Hemispheric Travel Initiative commercial. Go ahead and play that as soon as it loads up. Turn it up for us, please.
From painted deserts set ablaze.
Snow-capped mountain peaks.
Our travel lasts for only days.
But our spirit...
Stop right there. That's somebody that shot it off their television. So copy the Western Hemispheric Travel Initiative back into YouTube and find a high-quality one. But, yeah, pardon me? Good. Thank you. Great job, gentlemen. See, I like to do this live time with the radio listeners and the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because you can just live our life. You can see what we see. You can see how we search things. We prove everything we say. We show you all the documents, all the admissions. It's all there. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Texas. You're on the air, Joseph, and James, Evan, Julio, and others. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, Al.
Hello, sir.
I'm calling. I've actually started watching your show on the Internet about a month ago, and it really just started for me. I went to a meeting in North Carolina, and they showed the Lindsey Williams videos at this meeting, at this conference I was at, and it really started opening my eyes. I started Googling, and that.
Sir, are you calling us from Skype?
Every video.
Sir, are you calling us from a
Skype now?
Joseph, are you calling us from a Skype phone?
I'm sorry?
Almost everything you're saying is being cut out.
I'm on a Magic Jack, of course.
Yeah, I've got to let you go. Call me back from a regular phone line because I want to hear what you have to say. It's just unintelligible. Let's go ahead. You know, free phone service is great, but it doesn't work too well. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Sweden. You're on the air. Go ahead, James.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Great to talk to you. I have two things to say. You know, on Monday I watched The Road, and really it woke me up to a new level of understanding about, you know, how we are supposed to be, and really how we have lost our, not completely lost our humanity, but the general public has, as you said, they have, they're not connected to reality. And I don't know, was it Thomas Jefferson that said something about moving to the cities and then losing something?
Yes, he said that when you're no longer on the land, you lose your connection to reality and you become domesticated. And that was 200 plus years ago that he wrote about that. He talked about the educated yeoman farmer, someone who's a mix of intellectual, but also farmer and warrior. You know, the true human who's fiercely independent. And so obviously you watched my video about The Road, an allegory for life.
Yeah, really. I mean, I think it's a similar phenomenon, like Thomas Jefferson said, but the elites have, through all the different ways and in the media, they have distorted us from reality. And
no, that's it. They distorted reality, and if people ask what I stand for, is it libertarian? Is it patriot? I am somebody saying tune into reality. Look around you. Don't just accept whatever you're told. Learn what it is to truly be a human. People are always trying to become something instead of discovering what we already are.
Yeah, and the people are like, they're all very self-centered and they have no sense of something greater. You know, I think this, like, atheism and this thought that only the thing that you can see is what exists, and it prevents us from really just sacrificing ourselves to freedom and what we're supposed to reach for.
Yes, the globalists want us to be selfish and teach us that that's how we get ahead, so we're all atomized and disconnected from each other, so the corporate board can come in and re-engineer society into a literal hell. They are patenting life. They are taking over the biosphere. They are corporatizing everything. They are changing what human society is from something wonderful to something hellish, and they teach people to be rudderless, not because the controllers don't have rudders. They don't want you to have a rudder so they can control you.
Yeah. But maybe we're entering to this age where, you know, adversity makes men.
And, in fact, what is the Victor Hugo quote? Adversity makes men and
prosperity makes monsters.
That's right. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Victor Hugo. Beautifully said from Sweden. Thank you, James. We're going to go to Julio, Evan, Helen on the other side, then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up. None of us are perfect, but if we reach for something better, then we'll tune in to the magic of the universe. and we'll become more enlightened. And it's all part of that process. That's what life is all about, not satiating our bestial levels.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes, all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska.
Okay, let's move quickly through your calls. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, always great talking with my brother of the freedom movement. Quickly, I saw a commercial yesterday, Homeland Security continuing their propaganda campaign, telling us to buy flood insurance. Of course, we don't want to, you know, our houses to get all messed up with a flood, so we got to get insurance.
And for those that don't know, they've passed a new regulation where 42% of the country that didn't have to buy flood insurance has to, and you're buying it this time from FEMA, so it's a tax. They're now making people on mountaintops that never flood buy flood insurance. It's a total scam.
Secondly, in the North American Union front, you know, it's just, I keep watching old clips from you and reading documents where they state that they want their North American Union by 2010. It's 2010 right now, so folks, we need to continue pressing on. Say no to the North American Union. Say no to NAFTA. As you said yesterday, Al Gore told us it was a great deal on Larry King Live with Ross Perot. Obviously, if that liar said it's true, never listen to Al Gore. Thirdly, on the World War III front, I'm going to say this very quickly. I have a friend who I woke up, someone who he works with has knows someone who is in the Central Intelligence Agency, and he's a Romanian stationed out in Afghanistan, in Afghanistan City, 10 miles from the Iranian border. And from what my intel was telling me, he noticed Patriot missiles with being sent by the U.S. Army going towards the Iranian border. So once again, World War III is looming. And again, you see all those training exercises being done by the National Guard all around the country. They know some that we could get attacked by a nuclear weapon, a false flag, or deliberately.
Oh, yeah, they're going to use starting the war to let the Federal Reserve take over even more, to sell us on. I mean, you think 9/11 got naked body scanners in place and 854,000 private spies and clergy response teams and InfraGuard. Imagine what a real war with Iran will do. And if Iran doesn't strike back, the globalists will stage events as a pretext to take over even more. We are the target. Julio, great points. Evan in Wyoming, you're on the air, Evan.
Hey there, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I've been a listener and activist since high school and before 9/11 with some of your prescient predictions. I'm so glad you're again breaching the food subject, since it's one of the key things the New World Order is exploiting to take away our freedoms. I recently watched the documentary film Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. Have you heard of it?
No, but I know that a lot of these additives are directly linked to diabetes. It's not even denied.
With so many people suffering needlessly because of these highly refined and processed foods, this film gives people the tools needed to reverse the so-called uncurable malady of both type 1 and 2 diabetes. If you have diabetes, I do suggest you watch this film quickly. It chronicles.
Well, Ray Kurzweil got it over 30 years ago, and he's a top globalist, and he admits it's all diet, and he got rid of his diabetes.
Yeah, it chronicles six Americans with diabetes who switched to a diet consisting entirely of vegan, organic, uncooked food to reverse diabetes.
What's the name of the film? I'll look
it up. It's called Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. And they really had tremendous results. It's kind of in the same spirit of Spurlock's films, those 30 days. It's the same spirit.
So it's kind of like 30 days with the film made about the guy eats McDonald's for 30 days and almost dies, but it's the reverse of that. Get off the stuff for 30 days and see what happens.
Yeah, and these people were suffering of high insulin dependence, and many of them were able to reverse it. In fact, all of them were off.
Well, look, I mean, medical doctors are told by the American Medical Association, if somebody has diabetes, drink aspartame. When I've had medical doctors on, top experts saying it accelerates diabetes. And so the average doctor isn't evil. They're just believing what they're told. I appreciate your call. Very interesting points. Anything else, Evan?
Fight for freedom with your food choices, everyone, and try to support your local farmers and save your seeds. Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. And that's a point I wanted to add to the addendum on the piece that we posted, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed, that article up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also just wanted to add to that, that if you study the British royals, the Rockefellers, all the elites on record have their own private farms and have chefs that fly around with them with their own food that they know is organic, because they're growing the crops with fertilizer that is filled with heavy metals and poisons. And in the piece we put together, the video piece, we show mainstream news admitting the crops are grown in poison. And then the plants suck up all of those poisons, and then you eat it. It's just like, don't eat the biggest tuna because they're the top of the food chain. They're full of mercury. Well, it's the same thing with the corn and tomatoes. And so this is the big issue. So we want this to be the number one search term today. I haven't done this in a week and a half. Every time you guys have come through, I salute you all to a person. Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed. Search the term Food, the Ultimate, or the Ultimate Secret. Search that term. Make it number one. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide.
Defending.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. I am Alex Jones. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts will be with us about 5 minutes into the next hour. Then we have our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster coming up. Dr. Roberts is kind enough to send us his columns to post at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I saw a piece he wrote a few days ago. We posted it and the Drudge Report linked to it Tuesday evening into Wednesday afternoon. We're very, very thankful for the Drudge Report linking to that, and it deals with 2017, the year America dissolved. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. First, I wanted to tell you about Front Sight Firearms Training, frontsight.com. It's not enough to own firearms. You need to go out and shoot them at least once a month. And Front Sight, military, police, for a decade before they were even a sponsor, told me they're the place to get your training. And it's not drill instructor or tough guy. It's a family atmosphere, handguns, rifles, shotguns. And it's already some of the most inexpensive training in the country. They have a lot of other free stuff also on their website, frontsight.com. But you can get 5 days of firearms training at an incredibly low price for pennies on the dollar. And if you act fast, get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Check it out today, frontsight.com. You need to get training, even if you're good with a gun. It's always good to go in and get some practice. I've been so busy the last few years, I've probably been shooting 5-6 times, whereas in the past, I'd shoot 5 or 6 times a month. Now it's 5 or 6 times a year. So all of us need to take that time out to be ready and to know how to use it. Frontsight.com. Also, Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're made in Tennessee and Georgia. It's an American company. They got regular jeans, motorcycle jeans with Kevlar sewn into them, shorts, shirts, and it's all made right here in the United States. Super high quality, and they're patriots. GussetClothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing, GussetClothing.com, or give them a call, 888-GUSSET, 888-GUSSET. Fabulous. Made in American apparel. You can't beat it. Okay, going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, head of policy department of the Treasury under Reagan, father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal editor, syndicated columnist, and we really appreciate him coming on the show to talk about the clouds gathering for war with Iran. The fact that that is becoming green-lined, we had Ray McGovern, high-level former CIA analyst, saying that he believes they probably are going to attack, and he said in August, he said that everything's pointing at that. There's still a chance they may not. I want to get into the developments in the economy with Dr. Roberts, but first I wanted to talk about what inspired him to write this piece that's gotten so much attention, 2017, the year America dissolved. Dr. Roberts, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
So what inspired you to write this piece?
Well, I thought, Alex, it's sometimes hard to reach people with facts and sound analysis, and sometimes fiction works better. So I decided to tell them what it would be like in 7 years.
Now, reading this piece, I mean, are you saying this is a possibility? And if so, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being road warrior collapse, a road-level collapse, you know, versus a 2 or 3 being what we're living under right now?
I'd say it's a much higher than a 2 or 3. I'd put it over 5, at least 6, Alex. Look, Alex, it comes back to what we've discussed, you and I, so many times. The government's liabilities now exceed its ability to deal with them. When the budget deficit was $400 billion a year, which it was 2 years ago in 2008, the trade surpluses of China and Japan and OPEC could finance it. But for the last, the last 2 years, the budget deficit has been not $400 billion, but $1,400 billion. And that's $1,000 billion more than the world has to lend us. And so there's no way to finance these deficits. Now, initially, they financed them by giving the banks all that money, loading up taxpayers with more debt. And then the banks used all the money to buy treasury bonds, which they exchanged for their worthless derivatives. And that financed the deficit, but they can't bail out the banks by $1 trillion every year. So it only leaves printing money. So the minute they print money, two things happens. That is, what happens is when the government takes its debt to auction, there's nobody to buy it, the Federal Reserve buys it by creating demand deposits. So the Treasury writes checks. Well, that's new money. That's just like printing money. So what happens when that occurs on a massive scale? Two things. One, the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency, so the United States can't pay its import bills. And you start getting hyperinflation domestically. So prices are driven up for two reasons. One, all import prices rise because the dollar is gone, and domestic prices rise. Now, what happens to the power? What does the power of a country really depend on? It depends on its finance, its ability to finance itself. We already dependent 50% of the annual operating budget on foreigners to pay for our wars. So what happens when nobody will finance the government and is printing money and prices are rising and there's no jobs? It looks to me like Washington essentially loses control, and because it won't be able to meet its responsibilities to the people. And so what will the people do? Well, local people will have to organize in some way to take care of themselves to the extent that it's possible. And I predicted that the first American warlords will be the local police forces. So the first Klans will be the local police force, their relatives and their friends, and anybody who can hook up with them, who has something to offer. And then you will see this type of local organization trying to provide protection and food for its members, and that will be the future. That's the gist of the piece.
Please continue.
Well, when you have these local clans, they first organize around the police, then they organize around whoever has stocks of food, stocks of gold and silver, guns and ammunition, anyone who has something to sustain a community in some way. And the reach of Washington over the country will evaporate. The government will, of course, try to control fuel. It'll seize the oil fields and refineries. But when it tries to move the gasoline across the territories of the Klans, it'll have to pay tribute to get across without being blown up, the way we have to pay the Afghans now. We can't move fuel to the troops without paying off all the warlords along the way.
Well, there's payoffs in Iraq as well.
That's right. And that'll happen here, too. They'll have to pay in the form of fuel because nobody will want the worthless paper currency. And so that's the way the local communities will get fuel, by taxing the movements of the federal government's efforts to supply itself in Washington and its troops. And I said the most likely effect is that the troops we have abroad, most of them will simply be abandoned because they won't be able to get them home. And the troops abroad will have to then make alliances with the people that they're currently fighting or trying to occupy. And then you'll just see a general breakdown. You have to ask yourself, how can a country have a world empire that can't finance its domestic government budget? It's not possible.
Well, it's going to start World War III with Iran, and I want to get into that with you. But Dr. Roberts, I mean, you're a highly respected economist, and I mean, I put a lot of stock in what you have to say, and so many other experts are pointing out who do know history. That it can happen here. North Korea is a failed state. Mexico is now basically a failed state run by regional governors and warlords battling it out with the drug cartels over that money. And already many areas of South Texas and Arizona look like what you describe in your piece that you wrote, The Year America Dissolved, 2017. And so on this spectrum, the question is, how far will we go down that road? But if you have studied Rome, or if you have studied even more modern civilizations, wealthy nations do collapse into third world squalor when they allow their currency to be debased. I mean, Thomas Jefferson talked about this, but the feds have been strengthening their federal grip, quietly federalizing police. They put their top secret USA 854,000, you know, private spies in place. They believe that they're going to use this collapse to actually cement federal control as the great arbiter during this crisis that they've created. But I guess you're saying, from studying history,
Alex, if that's their intention, you know, all politics is local. And the local police are not going to desert their communities to serve some foreign occupying power any more than the Taliban or the warlords do in Afghanistan. So I think you're going to see that if that's the plan of the centralizers, it's not going to work because it would imply that the people locally would simply be prepared to be done away with, and they won't be. And the government it won't have any resources.
So you're saying, sir, because they get the resources from us at the local level, and again, historically, you're right. Look at third world nations. Once Argentina was even more wealthy per capita than the U.S. 100 years ago, but they allowed this manipulation of currency and debt. And so many of their cities, one sector is controlled, just like Brazil, by the gangs, the other by the police. I mean, this is the norm, what you're saying, not the exception. But I'm getting from this that you're saying you believe that this is going to happen.
I don't see any way around it. What Washington would have to do to avert that would not be accepted to the private oligarchies that rule the country. So it looks to me like it's inevitable. Right now, you see, everything works for the private oligarchies because they have a very short-term time horizon. They're all getting rich from offshoring jobs, from running up debts with military wars that puts money in their pockets and so on. So what benefits them is destroying their base. And but as long as they're individually benefited, they won't see the net effect of the action. They'll only say, oh, I'm getting more money. So it doesn't seem to be a way out. Keep in mind, too, Alex, the Soviet Union collapsed instantly. it was here one day and gone the next. And the CIA, right down to the minute collapse, was denying it would ever collapse. This powerful government, they control everything. They have total power everywhere.
Well, look at Romania. I mean, Ceausescu, that happened within a matter of hours.
And Niall Ferguson, just the other week, he's a historian of empire. He was speaking in Aspen to the group where they go to think big thoughts. And he said the American collapse could be very sudden because of the massive debts. There's really no way you can be the reserve currency when you have this sort of debt explosion. And there's no way we, as I've already said, that you can finance a deficit that's so large. You can't finance deficits that are $1.4 trillion. It's just, it can't be done. And so it means massive money creation. And so there goes Washington's power. They won't, and all their puppet states will abandon them.
What about another?
NATO.
Sure. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
That's it.
I'm
just saying the puppet states.
We're having a little bit of digital breakup with you. We may reconnect when we go to break with Dr. Roberts because there's a bit of a delay. Dr. Roberts. Going back to states' rights, though, if the states recognize this collapse is inevitable, according to economics and societal algorithms and analytics, then if they start moving to reorganize themselves and to be honest and to cut their budgets and to cut off the money to the federal cancer, then don't we have a chance to avert the complete collapse?
I don't know, Alex. I think the state will be too large to organize, and that various communities will dominate the state to the expense of other communities. So I think if this type of collapse, which is fictional, occurs, it'll be mainly local warlords or local communities that can defend themselves, mm-hmm. make alliances with other local communities for mutual protection or to buy off attacks.
Let me put it this way, because again, I respect your analysis and your opinion. You're saying it's a fiction piece. We know that. But then I said, well, what's the chances of this happening? Scale to 1 to 10. You said at least a 6.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, running the scale, then what do you believe is going to happen? Because it's clear the oligarchs running our nation, as you said, aren't going to stop. They're full pedal to the metal with a direction that will bring the collapse.
Well, I don't see any way they can continue to finance $1.4 trillion deficits, and I don't see any decline in those deficits. And the reason I gave it 7 years is I think they can get some time from simply cutting Social Security and Medicare. They'll simply stop providing Social Security and Medicare to the people who are dependent on it. And then the next thing they will, they'll get another year or so out of that. And then the next thing they'll do, they'll confiscate the remains of private pensions. And that'll fund them for another year or so. If they don't confiscate the pensions, they will order the pension fund managers to use the funds to purchase treasury bonds.
Well, that's already happening. Stay there, Dr. Roberts, because I happen to have the London Telegraph reporting that they're already slashing basic medical care to the British for their budget. So, you know, what you're talking about is already going on. They still give you the Social Security. It's just watered down to nothing. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'm Alex Jones.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Government control of health care, written by the insurance companies, is so they can federally lower the standard. And they're now admitting this. So that's a way to kind of covertly, by stealth, start degrading the quality of care. We see major police departments all over the nation announcing they're not going to respond to major crimes like armed robbery, car theft, home invasions. Oakland's one of the more visible examples, but this is, I'm seeing these articles every day now where they're laying off half the sheriff's deputies, 60% of the police, some towns getting rid of police altogether. So unfortunately, Dr. Roberts, things are starting to trend in the way that that you're saying that things would go.
Yes, that's right. That's why, you know, the fictional story has resonated with so many people. And it's gone all over the world. Earlier this morning, I was on a long Skype interview from Germany. And, of course, the Germans are, or at least some of them, are hoping this happens. They want to be rid of us. They're tired of being our mercenaries and fighting for us in Afghanistan, and they're tired of being an American puppet state. So, yes, things are going this way. That's why there's truth in the fiction, and that's why it resonates with people, and that's why they're interested in the reality of it, not just in the storytelling part of it. So you're right. Things are happening. You're right. The medical reform, which creates new patients for the new customers for the private insurance industries, they're going to use as excuse to cut Medicare. But in the end, there just won't be anything provided to the people from the government, because they're too busy stealing everything, and then whatever they can get, they'll need to keep themselves going. And that's why I think the organization will be local. And people won't trust anybody that's not one of them, not part of their clan.
His newest book is How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts, available at Amazon.com. We have it posted up on screen for folks that want to read his latest book or get a copy of it. Did you see the big Bloomberg 15-page report about insurance companies swindling the widows of dead veterans, tricking them to steal their in some cases, millions of dollars of insurance money?
I'm aware of it. I haven't studied it, but it doesn't surprise me, because, you know, I think the opening chapter in my book, if I remember correctly, is called The New Robber Barons. And that's what the capitalist corporations have been turned into. They're robber barons.
But it's so bold to, I mean, even Bloomberg says it's criminal, and they just steal their money and just take it, but they got the regulators to change the rules so they could do it, and the insurance companies, it says all major insurance companies are doing it, just said, we're allowed to, we're going to do it. I mean, they're so brazen.
Right. That's right. So maybe it's a higher than a six. I gave it a six. Maybe it's close to a ten.
Well, you know, we're going to break with the final 5 minutes, and I want to get into Iran with you and what you think about the acceleration towards war. But I know a lot of really wealthy people that I've run into or met at events, and I talked to one lady who's listed as one of the richest women in America. I'll just leave it at that. 4 years ago, she left the country and said it will not be here within 5 years. And she said it's derivatives. And this was before, you know, the 2008 stuff. And she said that all the other big money's leaving. And now there's been mainstream news articles about the rich basically all leaving. So it seems they know they've killed America. And I want to come back in 70 seconds, have Dr. Roberts briefly comment on that. And then on the Iran situation. Then we've got Bob Chapman coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.